Hi there, I'm Chip Davis of Mannheim Steamroller.
This is Darlene Love.
This is Brian Wilson.
This is Mariah Carey.
This is Leanne Rimes, and you're listening to the Sounds of Christmas podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. This is part of the third annual Sounds of Christmas podcast countdown. For the last 10 days, I've been reposting previous episodes, the most listened to and most downloaded. So yes, it's a rerun. In fact, it's technically the 10th of 10 days of reruns, all leading up to the new season of the Sounds of Christmas station on November 1st and at least one brand new podcast episode here. But I wanted to make sure that that was clear up front. You may have already listened to this episode, and I'm not really adding anything new to it. So if you don't want to hear it again, you should stop listening now. Still here? Well, I try.
Rule number one, you will not touch anything.
Number one, he hates bright lights. We know that.
Number one.
We're number one. We're number one!
And now we're up to the new number one.
Number one!
The most listened to and most downloaded episode of the Sounds of Christmas podcast is the third of three episodes new to the countdown this year. This episode, which was posted on Christmas night last year, it was simply an offering of thanks to all who listened to the podcast and to the Sounds of Christmas station, and my wishes for a Merry Christmas. This podcast episode is different from most of the others that I've done. I'm not talking about Christmas music here. Well, not directly. Instead, since this episode is going live on Christmas night, I just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas. But that doesn't seem quite big enough for what I wanted to say. I have been so excited to be able to run the Sounds of Christmas station these past 18 seasons, and I wanted to start this off by thanking you for listening. Whether you just found us this year, or you've been listening all along, or you're somewhere in the middle, I am so grateful that I was able to spend at least part of the holiday season with you. For years, people asked us to stay on year-round. While we've been fortunate enough to have a growing audience over the last 18 seasons, I didn't really think there would be many who would actually listen to a Christmas music station throughout the year. Then, near the end of December 2017, I watched A Christmas Carol again, as I try to do at least once every December. And this part really struck a chord with me. I will honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all the year. So we decided to do it. Instead of signing off after Epiphany, as we did for the first 10 years, we stayed on year-round. And while our daily audience did decrease by a huge percentage, it was gratifying to see that some were still listening. Maybe not every day, but often enough that we noticed. I'm sure there are those who will continue to scoff at this. There might even be a few who are really annoyed at the idea of Christmas music all year long. My hope, though, is that whenever you feel like you could use a dose of Christmas spirit, you'll remember that the Sounds of Christmas is still on. I also wanted to thank you for listening to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. I started the Sounds of Christmas podcast near the beginning of 2021 with no real idea of what I was doing or if anyone would be interested in what I had to offer. After all, Christmas music and other related topics seems like a pretty small niche. Along the way, I met some really cool folks in the Christmas Podcast Network who all do a wide variety of podcasts, all dedicated to some aspect of this season that we all love. It's been fun being a part of this group, and I've been fortunate to have even been able to have some of them on this podcast over the last few years, and I've been honored to have been invited onto some of their podcasts as well. I look forward to all of that continuing into 2025. I also want to thank the artists that have advertised on the Sounds of Christmas station or given their time to appear on episodes of this podcast. This year, that includes Kenny Davies, Russ Lawrenson, Suzanne's Band, Lori Berkner, Lauren Daigle, Paul Kelly, Cliff Beach, Dan Ashley, Liz Kennedy, Linda Imperial, David Lons, Christine Amarie, David Arkenstone, Michelle Malone, Carpenter's Legacy, Luminar Christmas, Fans of Jimmy Century, Judith Owen, James Robert Webb, Tower of Power, Lisa Troyer, and Don Yoder. Plus, a special shout-out to Kevin McGrath, who isn't an artist, but he's put together some amazing Christmas compilations for the charity Crisis UK. You've gotten the chance to meet most of those singers and musicians on the last couple months of episodes, and one of the things I usually talk to singers and musicians about is being categorized as this kind of performer or that kind of performer, and how the industry likes to put artists in boxes, even though there are multiple genres that they love and perform in. I'm sure that applies to all of us. And even though you're listening to this podcast right now, there are probably more things that you love about Christmas than just the music. And as much as I love Christmas music, that's also true for me. So I encourage you to check out some of those artists and podcasts and invite them to help you further enjoy the season. Mostly, though, I really just want to thank you. Thank you for listening to this podcast and for listening to the Sounds of Christmas Station. As I said before, one of my favorite parts of the season every year is the feeling that I'm getting to spend some of it, even if it's just a small part, with so many all over the globe. That's the most listened to and most downloaded episode of the Sounds of Christmas podcast, and nearly a year later, the sentiment is still the same. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. And I'll put a link to that down in the show notes. And you can click that, find your favorite, click on over, then subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again. And may you always believe in Santa Claus.